The Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Here is Sean Young and Ryan Smith.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is the Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show. We're going to be making a couple of changes. We're going to, the Indie Radio Factor for right now is going to be not on hiatus. We're actually going to continue to do a show, but we might be going to integrate different ideals, and then we're going to kick off some stuff. So we have some interesting stuff going on.
And very interesting.
Right now I have Miss Cindy B. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure being on your show.
Well, thank you. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Listen to you sucking up to the host.
No,
oh my gosh.
It is such a pleasure being on a show with Sean Young, being the most, oh my gosh, eclectic person I have ever met.
Really?
And having a radio show. See, that's what makes you interesting.
I've never been called eclectic before, but that's, you know.
It's a compliment.
Well, let me ask you something, and I want you to be honest. Do you think I am a charismatic person?
Very charismatic, yes.
Really?
Yes, you're very charismatic.
I've always wanted to know what that means.
Charismatic means, in your case, that you just like to laugh. You like to be happy.
I really do like
to just stay away from the drama, even though how many times does your current host that you work for give you drama?
Oh, well, yeah.
Every single day, right?
Yeah.
You try to not get it to you. I mean, you try to be happy. You try to be, you know, okay, it happened. Let it go.
I'm just a laid back person, I think. I don't know. That's interesting, though. Well, thank you. I thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome. You are so welcome.
So tell us about
that new project you're talking about.
Yes, we're going to be kicking off your show.
My show, yes.
Your show. And so
it's weird saying it, my show.
Your show. So we're going to kick it off and hopefully have some success, build up some blogs and, you know, talk about different things, not only just for just general talk, but focus on Hispanics, lifestyle and culture,
mm-hmm.
as well as politics and news and entertainment. And
mm-hmm. Healthy living.
Definitely healthy living.
Healthy living and also trying to just integrate, like you said, both English-speaking radio with the Hispanic market.
Yes.
I mean, it's been done. Like I was telling you, CBS is doing that.
Yes.
So we're going to try to see if it works.
We're going to try to see if it works and see if we can kick off a network show. Especially, you know, you, believe it or not, y'all, she stays on me about healthy eating. Trust me. Matter of fact, when she got here, she was like, you have to have vegetables. Now, follow me, vegetables.
Say it with me.
Yeah, say it with me.
Vegetables.
But what did I tell you I was making tonight?
You are going to make this dish that has, it was some kind of dish. I don't know how to say it.
It's adobo.
I was going to say adobe. See, there you go.
I did it that way, too.
Okay.
It's a dish that I made once before. Well, the actual dish is called adobo. There's a Hispanic version. There's also a Filipino version. And there's also a Italian version.
Mm.
The first one I made was the Filipino version.
Mm-hmm.
Which calls for, well, we're going to give a quick recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It calls for either pork, chicken, or beef sauteed with onions and garlic. Then you pour in some vinegar, and then you pour in some soy sauce. You get this all done. Then once your meat's brown and good to go, you set that aside, and then you fill up a pot of water, onions.
That would have been interesting if you put sugar in there.
Believe it or not, there are some recipes. There's a Filipino recipe that's made with peanut butter.
Ooh.
We'll not be trying that one. It sounds good, but I'm just... Yeah. Oh. There's only two ways I eat peanut butter.
A cookie?
Exactly. Peanut butter, and that's my favorite cookie, by the way. So anybody wants to send any peanut butter cookies, just make sure you keep the poison out of it. I will be more than happy to eat one.
And make some for me, too. I love peanut butter cookies. Oh, snickerdoodles. Those are really good.
Yeah, but they're not big enough.
If you make them.
Yeah, I need them to be big, you know. So
if you make them homemade, you can make them as big as you want.
That's true. So what I'm going to do with the dish, well, back to the dish, you put all this in water and you kind of let it sit there and steam, and the water steams. And it's a real nice thing. You put it on rice. I like to call it a dry gumbo, really.
See, and I was actually going to think it's a Cajun. From what you were telling me, it seems like a Cajun dish. But then you reminded me it's a Filipino dish.
It's a Filipino dish. So, and you can make, what I tell people when it comes to cooking, and I know this is not a cooking show. I don't know how we got here, but.
Oh, well, we were talking about
vegetables.
Vegetables and healthy living, yes. What we're going to be talking on my show.
And that's kind of what I want, you know, I mean, I'm not a small guy. I'm not the biggest guy well, let me say it this way. My father looks younger than I do, and that's pretty bad, seeing that he's almost 70 and I'm 40-something. And I asked him how he did it. Well, it was through diet. So I'm trying to stay away from the fats and stay away from...
Smoking?
We'll discuss that another time.
That's what's killing you, buddy.
But I love smoking. I can't drink anymore, so...
I mean, that's what's giving you all those wrinkles there, my friend.
The wrinkles don't bother me. I can deal with the wrinkles. Because I'm an old dude. It's not like I'm going to
get... Oh, my God, Sean. You're in your 40s.
That's old.
Yeah. Oh my. Wow. Wow. People, please call in to tell Sean Young 40 is not old. Please. Well, give out the number, Sean.
Well, but you have to understand. You're talking to a person that's always hung out and enjoyed hanging out with young people. I mean, I've DJed for a number of years. The average... number or average age that hung out at my house or with me on DJing was between 23, 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, because the people my age, what? You do what? Oh. Talk to the hand. So, to me, sometimes I feel like the, you know how you had these beach parties where you got the old guy that's kind of sitting under the... Under
Hugh
his
Hefner?
Tent. Yeah. Well, no. He's a, yeah, well, no. No. Well.
Yeah.
Well, no, because he likes blondes.
Nothing
against blondes, but I'm not a blonde.
Not necessarily.
That's true.
Not necessarily. And we won't go there because it's a family friendly show, but not necessarily.
But yeah, we're going to be talking about healthy eating and stuff. And like mm-hmm. I said, I've tried to get away from the fats and the McDonald's and
coffee.
All that.
That's also a thing that can...
You try to take out the good stuff.
No. You can drink coffee once in a while. Once in a while. I dare you to drink tea. Start drinking tea. See, you're making... Oh, my gosh. She's making an ugly face.
What
tea
kind of tea?
Is really good. Look, there is green tea.
No,
there is white tea.
Oh,
there's black tea. There is, passion fruit tea. There's a whole variety of teas out there.
I will agree with you. And I do like tea. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what I've done is I've tried to get away from Coke. And what I'll do is I'll substitute my Coke for tea,
mm-hmm.
like at my dinner. Mm-hmm. I love tea. Don't get me wrong. But the reason why I drink coffee, and I don't drink coffee actually as much now as I used to,
mm-hmm.
because having ADD, for some reason, coffee helps me. I don't know if it helps me to calm down or speed up to where my mind is,
mm-hmm.
but it helps me focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink maybe a cup. There's days that I'll drink a cup every day or weeks that I'll drink a cup every day, and there's weeks that I might have a cup every other day. Like today, I haven't had any coffee.
Good for you.
So...
Awesome.
So you want to take away my cigarettes and my coffee?
I want to take away the cigarettes. You can keep the coffee.
So
just take away the cigarettes.
If I get rid of cigarettes, can I drink?
moderately.
What's moderate?
Moderately is twice a week.
Oh, I don't even do that now.
Well, once a week then.
And usually, like, if I drink, I have a glass of...
red wine. Red wine is really good for...
No, I got to stay away from the wine. Trust me. I have a glass of wine and I'm done.
A quart of red wine is not going to kill you.
No, it won't kill me, but I'll be very lit.
Really?
Well, you know, when I was DJing, I don't know if I just drunk myself into stupidness or what, but now... It depends on what it is. There's some alcohol I can drink all day and nothing happens. And there's some alcohol I like wine. Last time I had wine, well, we'll talk about that here on the other side of the break because you're going to love this story. Right here on the Indie Radio Factory, your Common Sense Talk Radio show. Be right back. We have Cindy B. Oh, yeah.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco. for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Indie Radio Factor Streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Ryan will be back in the next couple of weeks. Right now, we've got Cindy B on, and we're talking about her show that we're going to be kicking off here, actually next week.
Next Thursday.
And we have decided on the name. I like the name.
Really? You like it?
Actually, I'll be honest with you. Here's the funny thing about that. I don't know if we're on the same wavelength or what, but I actually thought about that name overnight before you came up with it.
Oh, really?
And I was like, okay, let me think about that. But the name of the show is going to be What's Up, Cindy B, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
with a question mark.
With a question mark. Mm-hmm. So. That's going
to
be quite
so I'm going to try to be wise and give you what's new with my specialty, entertainment news.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about healthy living. I'm going to tell you also about current events.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully not a lot of politics that will bore Mr. Sean Young to death.
Actually, you know, I love politics, so.
Well, you kind of burnt out.
It depends, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's something, yeah, you know, I don't want to talk about Obama taking a trip to the Netherlands or nothing like that. Any president. I mean, people get mad at me when they, why do you want to? Because, I mean, you know, there's just some issues to me. I mean, the man works, he gets a vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care if he goes to China and back. Hell, he can go to Mars as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Because he still has the same equipment that he has in Washington. So who cares? But, yeah. You know, like I said, anything that touches the populace. I like politics, so you're good.
And I'm also going to be combining, like I told you guys before, Hispanic culture.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in September, 16th of September, as some of you know, is Mexico's Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
So us Mexicans like to party it up, and there will be a lot of parties in Dallas. So I'm just going to try to elaborate some of that culture. And also one thing that I am really excited about is new music.
Yes.
Music and just different types of things that are going around in the DFW area,
mm-hmm.
possibly outside of DFW. But I'm really excited about next week because I got one of my friends,
mm-hmm.
lovely, beautiful, talented singer Aubrey Anna.
And she's good.
She is going to be here and she's going to be my first guest. So I'm really excited. And after that, we got another hip hop group.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got a whole bunch of stuff that I got planned. And if you guys want to suggest, I'm open to your suggestions. So
how can I get in contact with you?
Well, here's the thing. I can give out an email address, or mm-hmm. Sean, you could help me with your blog.
Oh yeah. You want to put something down on the blog, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there. It is. It's, believe me, I think I have what was the last thing I wrote? Wow. Been a while.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and give out an email address. You can go to whatsupcindyb@yahoo.com and you can email me your suggestions on what kind of show you would like to listen to. Calm.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah. So go ahead and just...
Got your little email already.
Well, no, that's my personal email. Okay, so please don't bombard me with junk mail because, that's not going to...
Yeah, don't be sending her all kind of crazy stuff.
So. Yeah, please. I don't need that. But later on, I will go ahead and set up an email for the show. But as now, if you guys have any suggestions about what you guys want as far as what the show is going to be, let me know.
What about if they want to, like, if they have a band or, like, artist, should they use the same email?
Same email. If you guys have a band out there or a brand new artist that's just starting off, let me know. I want to interview you.
Yeah. So that's anybody. Country, rock, pop, hip hop. This show is going to be jazz.
Like Mexican. I
said, yeah, definitely.
Anything.
Regional. Yeah. So this show is going to be, it's going to be different. So, but like I said, we still have the Indie Radio Factor. So for all y'all out there, there's no, Lord, believe me, I'll still keep doing it. Might not be doing it as much, but we'll still keep chugging along. So, what was it? Oh, I just lost my, oh, you went to the, what did you go to today?
There is a
luncheon, didn't you?
It's an organization called the HWNT.
Okay.
And basically, it's a group of women that are trying to come up with different types of organizations in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. They also have one in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And they had a martinis and makeover event.
Can I come to this?
Well, it was just today.
Well, I mean, when they have another one.
Oh, yeah.
So I can come in there and have a martini and get a makeover. I mean, I do need one. Trust me. Look at what I've got on. I mean, I look like...
You need a stylist.
I look like Magnum P.I. back in the day. Without the... Actually, Magnum P.I. looks better now, too.
So, nice.
I have clothes. I just, I'm sitting here. It's hot outside. I don't have an AC in the storm vehicle. Mm-hmm. So... But so what is this organization? What exactly are they trying to do? And are they looking for people to join?
They are looking for people to join. And a lot of people can go to www.hwnt.org. And you could just look at the different types of stuff they're going to be doing. Like, for example, today they did the martinis and makeover. So it's a bunch of us Hispanic women, professionals, getting together and just having fun, having, different types of raffles and all different types of stuff. Like, for example, the next event that's going to happen is an art show.
Really?
And it's going to be taking place at the Rose Marine Theater in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's an auction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bunch of Hispanic artists that are just putting their art out there and trying to just, I guess, get publicity, trying to get their work into museums or galleries or whatever,
nice.
You know, and it's really awesome. It's really awesome. And like I said, you can go to the website again. That's www.hwnt.org, and you can go to their homepage and just click the Dallas or the Fort Worth, whichever you live, and just look at the different types of events that they're having.
Now, would this group like to expand like throughout Texas, or do they have chapters
Types of chapters. They have
nice.
Austin, Corpus Christi, nice. Dallas, Denton, Fort Worth, Houston, Rio Grande, Grande Valley, I can't talk, and San Antonio.
Very nice.
So they are really big, and they are trying to come up with different types of ways to get new members.
Look at that. Look at you already just trying to keep up with the big people already.
I love it. And there's another organization that I'm just thrilled to be hopefully a part of.
Oh, we got to talk about that.
We'll get...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, definitely visit the website. What was the website again?
www.hwnt.org. And click either Dallas or Fort Worth.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Indie Radio Factor.
These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get two people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So go ahead. You've got a million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Sure, you can incorporate a business, make a will, file a trademark, and get bankruptcy help on LegalZoom.com. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars, and yes, it's fast. But what about quality? The Wall Street Journal tested LegalZoom. They created a last will and testament and then had it reviewed by a law school professor who declared it airtight. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And to save even more money on most products, enter bonus in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you are going through menopause, perimenopause, or had a hysterectomy, please listen closely to this important announcement. Are you tired of hot flashes, constant fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, lack of sexual desire, and other symptoms caused by hormonal imbalance? You no longer have to resort to risky hormone replacement therapies. Now there's clinically proven Amberen, the first and only natural product that revives youthful hormone function. With just two tiny capsules a day, you can enjoy brighter moods, sound sleep, better sex, lose weight, and have tons of positive energy to do the things you love. Amberen is backed by published clinical studies and is guaranteed to work where other natural alternatives have failed. To learn more about this exciting new choice and to take advantage of the special promotion for radio listeners, call Lunata Biomedical at 1-800-909-7899. The number of free trials is limited, so please call now, 1-800-909-7899, or visit stopflashes.com.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we are making a decent living. My goal when we first started was for my wife to retire. Praise God, she retired January 31st of this year, and we were able to replace her income. And she's now home with me, and we work business together. Because of Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, we're able to live a life that we would not be able to if we didn't have that to work with. Our economy has gone up. I'm not afraid of today's economy because I've got this business, this plan behind me. It's amazing. It works. It helps in any way that you need to be what you want to be and have the funds to do it.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Streams of Gold 2010 moment is brought to you by Credit Answers. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold. More after this.
Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. That's great news for you. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-920-1403.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. Although initially placing fourth, she landed seven triple jumps. The three contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. And by winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold 2010 moment was brought to you by Credit Answers.
Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
All right, we are back. Ryan will be back. We will continue to do some things here on the Indie Radio Factor. But right now, we're talking to Cindy B. We're talking about her new show, which is called What's Up, Cindy B. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you were talking about a new organization for, what is it, for artists?
It's for professionals supporting the arts.
Ah.
And again, it's a Hispanic, you know, organization, mm-hmm. but, you know, anybody can join.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just trying to come up with different ways to gather people going to the plays, especially held at the Rosemarine Theater.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be having, I guess, a show that they're getting, I guess I can't talk, I'm sorry. They're preparing themselves. I'm trying to remember what it's called, but yeah, it's mainly supporting the Rosemarine Theater. That has to do with the Hispanic community.
When is the show going to, maybe we can get them on and come in and talk.
That would be great if I could get them on the show.
Oh, we probably can.
So, but I know the director and, I met him through the organization that I went to. It's the first time that I went to that event and I just, being a theater person, I love theater. I love Broadway. So just being with actors.
Yeah.
And on stage, you know, I was a performer
You, yeah, what is your background?
My background is musical theater and radio.
Nice.
Yeah, so being a theater nut that I am, I just love it when I'm surrounded by, you know, actors, directors, anything that has to do with the arts, I am there. So, I'm trying to look here, at the website and the show is going to be called A View from the Bridge. That's what's going to be held, coming up at the Rosemarine Theater. You can go to the Rosemarine Theater's website for more information, but back to what we were talking about, the PSA, basically they support
the
Hispanic
arts. Nice.
So that's what I'm gonna try to elaborate, and hopefully people won't say, "Oh, let's turn the dial." You know.
Well, no. Here's the thing, and everybody that definitely in this show, people are gonna be kind of looking at their device that they hear the show and be kind of looking crazy. Here's the thing. We in America need to come together as one big group. It's not necessarily Hispanic, Blacks, Whites, and I will say this, and people have heard me say this on this show, and I will continue to say it until the day that people hear what I'm saying. The Hispanic population is the largest population in the country. It is gaining speed. Okay, the Republicans have a big problem. A very big problem. They need to figure out how to reach out to the Hispanic population. And this is one of my ways of trying to reach out to the Hispanic population, because Republicans right now need to figure out a new strategy of governing and trying to represent people. The old days of what was going before is done, okay? The old arguments are just not there. And you cannot continue not to reach out to a segment of society because you don't understand how to reach out. All you got to do is reach out and get your message heard, as well as hear what they're saying as well. So for all the people out there that, you know, if you don't like where I'm going, then I can't help you there. The bottom line is I've done the research. I've looked at it. The Hispanic population is booming. And in order, they need representation in Washington. Now, they only have two choices. They can come Republican and conservative, which most Hispanics that I've met are very, very conservative, or you can go to the Democrats, and well, we see what we're not necessarily getting the representation there as well. So I think both sides, regardless of what your political stance is, both sides need to understand that this is a segment of society that needs representation. And they need, you know, shows and things like this. So that's one of the things that I'm definitely interested in. And I'd like to learn a little bit more about the culture myself. It's a rich culture. So
it's very rich.
So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I'm very excited.
That's good.
Very excited. So one thing that I will be talking about is, like many other shows that I've been on, is entertainment news. And yes. I want to talk to you about Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
Amy Winehouse, of many of you know, died this past weekend. Some say it's because of drug abuse, but it's not, I guess, conclusive as of yet. So there's also talk about the 27 Club. You didn't know about the 27 Club, did you?
I kind of knew a little bit about. I've heard it before, but it had been so long since it's been a long time since I've been in the music business. But yeah, when I was in the music business, that was one of the things that we, especially when I was younger, one of the things I always worried about was that age. As a musician and a former manager, and that was one thing that I worried about in my early 20s, because and you know, people beat up on Amy Winehouse, and we'll definitely go back to the 27 Club. You know what? We're good.
27 Club.
People need to understand, in that atmosphere, when you're in the music business and you are an artist, the artist is everybody around the artist is a yes person.
Well, it's not just artists. It could be anybody else who is battling drug addiction, alcohol addiction, any addiction.
That's true. I think it's a little bit easier in the entertainment field because you have it's there. I mean, it's you know, you go to a friend's house, they got stuff here. I've seen stuff backstage. I've seen a lot of stuff in my days. And I think and very few people will say no. You're right. There are a lot of people that have addiction anyway. That their friends were, you know, oh no, you can do another this and that. And it's sad to see Amy Winehouse go there along with the rest of these people, because these were great people. They had great. What they did, their craft was absolutely great. So name some of the people name the people that are in this club.
Okay, well, first of all, Rolling Stones founder, Brian Jones.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he is the first. Well, I guess not the first, but, you know, he, I guess, died on 1969. Death by misadventure, whatever that means.
All righty then.
But it says that he drowned.
Ooh.
So, were drugs part of it? Possibly.
What was my man doing over here?
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Died in 1970. He asphyxiated on his own vomit.
Yeah.
After combining sleeping pills and wine.
And I mean, just think if Jimi Hendrix was still here.
Oh my gosh.
There's never been a better guitar player since him.
Yeah.
And that was a loss. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the 27 Club.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised about some of the ways these people died and what a great loss we had right here on the Indie Radio Factor, your Common Sense Talk radio show. And remember, you can email me or check out my Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in SC Young. I should jump up there. If I don't, well, you haven't missed anything. So we shall return here on the Indie Radio Factory, your Common Sense Talk radio show. Be right back.
Does the weight of your concealed handgun push down on your belt, causing your belt to droop and your pants to sag? We have the answer. The CCW Comfort Sling supports the weight of your handgun and holster over your shoulder, completely eliminating the weight off your belt, making concealed carry much more comfortable. The CCW Comfort Sling makes any handgun virtually weightless in the holster. Turn your concealed carry weapon into a concealed comfort weapon. Visit CCWComfortSling.com. That's CCWComfortSling.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Indie Radio Factor, your common sense talk radio show, broadcasting live from the We the People Project.com studios. The Indie Radio Factor streaming is sponsored by Ustream.tv. You're on. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com. Now, back to Sean and Ryan.
Thank you for listening to the Indie Radio Factory, a common sense talk radio show. We are broadcast all over the world via podcast, and we are also on KDET, the talk of Deep East Texas. Over in, we actually have Nacogdoches, Center Texas, and parts of Louisiana. So welcome to the show. Hope you're enjoying it. We have Miss Cindy B., and we're talking about her new show that we're going to be kicking off here next week. And we were talking about the 27th Club. Mm-hmm. And for the people that might have just joined us, what is this club?
This club is basically singers, mm-hmm, who have died of either alcohol or drug abuse. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they were 27 when they died.
Now, Amy Winehouse just turned 27, am I correct?
I believe so, yeah.
I think she just turned 27 a couple of months ago.
She's 27. Mm-hmm. Well, she was. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just sad.
I had to admit, when I saw that, I remember when, and the story kind of broke slow, and it really hasn't gone anywhere. You know, it wasn't like, you know, if this had been, like, for instance, Anna Nicole Smith died, everybody, mm-hmm, in the world was on this I don't get it because I wasn't an Anna Nicole Smith fan at all. I mean,
I guess a lot of people were just surprised and saddened because she just had a little girl.
Who?
Anna Nicole Smith. Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's right. She sure did.
She had her baby.
I forgot about that.
And I believe before she died,
yes,
her son died.
Died. Yes, exactly. Died almost a year. I believe it's almost a year apart from her dying. Mm-hmm. I forgot. That's right. Because she had her daughter, and then he gets sick in the hospital or something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that, but you know, Amy Winehouse caught me off guard because I mean, I knew she had issues. And it's like
she even had a song about it.
Exactly. It was made a hit off of it.
Exactly.
And the sad thing about it is this woman only did two records and had a voice, phenomenal voice. Phenomenal. And she wrote
her
own music.
She had a soulful kind of voice. Yeah.
And she was young. She was 27. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So who else is on the list?
Janis Joplin. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll.
Yes.
She died in 1970 from heroin.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't understand. Okay, I'm afraid of needles.
I am too.
Going to admit it.
I am too.
Okay,
preaching to the choir there.
The fact that I would want to insert needles into that's just, you know, I got goosebumps right now. But that's because I'm afraid of needles. I just don't like needles whatsoever. Okay, so the fact that these guys are doing heroin and doing, I guess,
well, all that stuff, heroin,
yeah,
crystal meth. I don't get it. I'm with you. I don't get the heroin. I don't get the cocaine. I don't get the ecstasy. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
Okay. As far as cocaine, okay, you're snorting it. That messes up the bones inside your nose. Okay.
Absolutely.
So to me, I don't get it. But to other people, they say, oh, it's just the high of it. It's just the feeling.
If it's got to go up my nose, I guess I won't ever have that experience. I'm with you. I don't stick nothing in my nose. I don't even want to put nose spray. I would rather have a stuffed up nose to shoot nose spray.
I can't go to that extreme.
Yeah, I can't do it. I hate that. I hate the way it makes your face burn. And no, thank you. I don't like the needle. The last time I had a needle, I had to have... what do they call it? When they deaden Novocaine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, everybody's like, oh, it doesn't hurt. Okay, the needle might be...
Eedy-beedy needle, but yeah, you feel that eedy-beedy needle.
And when you get a doctor that's needle happy, this fool... Now, I have gone 10 years without having a needle in my body. This fool took out 11... He shot me 11 times with this thing.
Ouch.
Okay, so the ones that... the ones that want to play with the heroin... can't work with you there.
Yeah.
That's just gross. And then, of course, what's the other one? Methamphetamine. I mean, that just the sound of that is nasty to me.
Yeah.
I can't get that. And then, of course, crack. But, yeah, a lot of these cats get just caught up in just, I don't know. I don't know how you entice someone to stick a needle in their arm. I'm with you there. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So next up was Jim Morrison.
Yeah, that was a sad one.
Jim Morrison, he died in 1971, and I guess he died of a heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was drugs included? Who knows?
Nobody really knows.
Nobody knows. Next, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, well,
that man, he hung himself.
No, I thought he shot himself.
Who hung himself?
That you're thinking about the guy in excess.
Probably.
Yeah, and he was in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I forgot what his name was, but yeah. Well, let's just say he hung himself. He was doing something he had no business doing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he died in the 1994.
Believe it or not, him and the guy that did the karate that did kung fu.
Which one?
What was the name of his name? David Carradine.
He is the one who was found hung. That's right.
They both, him and the lead singer to NXS, did the same exact, well, they hung themselves doing the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, so, David Carradine was a lot older than 27, but still.
Right. And then, of course, Amy Winehouse, and we still don't know of what she died of.
Yeah.
But now, coming from the music side, let's go into the actor side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of actors have been found dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not necessarily because they're 27.
Yeah.
But for example, River Phoenix.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a big frenzy.
Yeah.
That he died. Let's see. Gosh, there's a whole
and
bunch
some
of
some of
stuff.
These people are dying. You know, they're mixing and matching medicine. I think there was two of them that died because they were taking cold medicine along with other medicine, prescribed medicine. So mm-hmm. they
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany, exactly. That's who I was thinking of. She had a problem like that. Who was the one that did Batman?
I'm trying to come up with his name too.
I can't remember his name. He played the Joker in the last Batman. Same type
well,
of deal.
Well, here's the thing. They say that role that he played in Batman got him a little crazy.
Well,
now, is it true? We don't know. I mean, but that's what they speculate, that role got him a little too crazy.
You know, sometimes you wonder. And I have a little bit of theater in my background. Well, I was never good on stage, so I was a stagehand.
Oh.
No, I hate reading scripts. Absolutely cannot. I hate reading, period. I don't like reading out loud. That's why I don't do very many. Oh, I can't. It's not that I can't. I just hate doing it. But when I was growing up, I did a kind of the stage thing. And I do believe sometimes some of these people get really wrapped up in the character, and that's possible.
His name was Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger, that's right. So that was a good, you know, he played that. I don't know which one was better, him or Jack Nicholson, because Jack Nicholson's my boy, okay?
And, you know, to tell you the truth, I like those older movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like a tie between Jack Nicholson and
he's Ledger. It is, because they're both pretty
and
good.
And that he got more recognition for that movie.
That's true.
The Why So Serious quote.
Yeah. So who do you have coming up on your show next week?
I have Miss Aubrey Anna. She is just amazing. And we're going to be interviewing her about her upcoming performances. So please stay tuned.
Absolutely. And if they want to email you, how do they do it?
You can go to whatsupcindyb@yahoo.com.
All right. And we'll see you next week here on the Indie Radio Factory, your Common Sense Talk Radio show. Have a blessed and great week.
The Indie Radio Factor, your Common Sense Talk Radio show, broadcasting live from the WeThePeopleProject.com studios. For more information, please go to WeThePeopleProject.com and be sure to tune in next week.